Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to melt down.
In 3, 2, 1.
Yeah! Holy sh! It's time for another Johnny B. Meltdown.
Mondays when it's a good time to vent, guys. Let's start the week out by getting something off our chest. Like something is bothering you and you want to tell somebody. Maybe you can't afford a real therapist. Well, then let us help you out, you bunch of b-holes. What's got you pissed off? What is just eating away at you? I got something. These two have something. Where's your something? We'll go to the phones first. Nighttime weirdo, what's up?
Hey, guys, I'm a little stressed. A couple things, you know, building for the last couple of days. I just want to get right to it. My new job. First month of my new job, I went through hell to get through cosmetology school. I'm very old, and everyone else is very young. And just to get through it was an ordeal. Got through it, passed the state bar. I'm working. It's my first month, okay?
Yeah.
You're not supposed to tell people you just started. But Paula was a client Saturday. I was told she's really nice, so I made the mistake of saying, hey, I heard you're really nice. Like, she took that as a sign of weakness. She smelled like shart in the client consultation. I'm not kidding. She stunk. I had to smell that. There should be a 10-minute... I should get an extra 10 minutes to complete the cut when I have to smell that.
Yeah.
I'm not going to... It's just a corporation I'm working for. You got to be polite. You can't go off on people. You got to be like... You got to... I can't even shave. I look like Winona Ryder when I don't shave. I'm not I look my face. I hate my face.
Oh, man.
So Paula's looking at her face the whole time I'm cutting the hair. And I'm thinking that she's mad at me. She's upset with me. I'm slow right now.
Stupid
Paula. Slow intelligent-wise, but in my cutting, I'm good, but I'm slow. It takes time, people. Please have patience. So Paula, about 40 minutes in, has this real upset look on her face. And I'm like, is there something wrong? And she's like, this haircut is taking a lot longer than I expected. She probably had to go to the bathroom. She probably should have just excused herself. I didn't want to let her in on the fact that I probably knew, so I let it go, and I apologized. I said, oh, I've about a couple minutes left to do the right side, and we'll be done. This is looking great. Do you like what's going on? She wasn't happy. She just keeps looking at herself with this look of hatred.
Because she pooped herself.
I mean me. So I do my best. I finished the cut. It was a very good cut. She gave me a $3 tip.
What?
But, you know, I'm thankful. It was something.
Yeah.
It was something. But, guys, I'm doing my best here. I'm going to the gym every morning. There's people at the gym. That's a problem for me.
I'm
trying to just do the right thing. Just please be patient with me. I'm going to sit down now.
Proud of you.
Lay down, pet my dog, and listen to you guys have your real meltdowns. I thank you for this opportunity.
Love you, buddy. Dude. Oh,
bravo.
Man.
Yeah.
Wow. That's
awesome.
I should have saved that for last.
That's good.
Yeah. I could have went to break with that one.
Yeah.
God, my meltdown's going to seem so minute. Good job. And we're proud of you, Nighttime Weirdo. I know this guy has a lot of anxiety, too, man. So being around people is tough.
Yeah.
And I know how he feels.
He's, this is a dream career for him. He's always wanted to do it. And then he has to deal with stupid, stanky Paula.
We got a couple of Twitter meltdowns real quick.
Yep.
David Council. At all of us, I am going through a job layoff, and another department told me I was overqualified for the position. WTF, that's a thing?
Yeah, it is.
Never mind, 10 years at one job. Yeah, MF needs a job.
Cheers.
I got bills plus very hungry kids.
Aww.
Tell that S, or tell them to S themselves. Hashtag Monday Meltdown.
Oh, man.
And then Darlene Wells, my meltdown. Why, oh, why doesn't 102.5 The Bone play replays of our beloved of our B-hole favorite Johnny B show on the weekend overnights?
That's a great question.
I'm going to have to look into that.
Please do.
I will.
Oh, my God. Man. Damn. Why am I talking like this? I don't know. We used to get replayed on Saturday nights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, man. I want to kick John Brennan's door in this week and be like, hey, John Brennan.
Probably not a good approach.
John Brennan. How come? Why come? Why come, John Brennan? Why come
I show ain't played on the goddamn weekend, y'all. Why, man?
He's like, this isn't funny, dude. Seriously, stop.
I ain't playing. Oh, you want my key card?
All right, I was just playing. Please don't take my key card. LOL, JK, I'm unstable. All right, Ryan, what's got you pissed off this week?
All right.
What's got me pissed off this week are people on social media that make underhanded jabs at you but can't, but don't have the balls to actually tag you in it.
Hold on. Let me stop you.
Sorry, what?
You're letting your trolls win in your meltdown?
Why is it about me? How do you know that I'm talking about me, like a specific instance about myself?
Oh, my bad. Go ahead.
I just know this is a thing.
Yeah, bitch.
Yeah. If you have beef with somebody.
I love beef.
It's great. And you want to actually have the balls to put something out there on social media to cause a tizzy, so to speak. Why don't you tag that person in it instead of hiding behind your keyboard like a big social media tough guy? Or girl. I don't want to be gender.
My meltdown's on people that use the word tizzy.
I would have rather used the real word than just get dumped.
True that.
So, yeah. So, if you really want to...
This isn't about you.
Tweet, it's not. It's not about me
at
all.
Okay,
actually, nobody says anything about me bad on social media.
No, or anywhere.
But, yes. So, don't put out those vague tweets about somebody.
And, let them.
Like, everybody knows who you're talking about.
Who cares?
But just tag them.
It's a wild, wild west, man.
Yeah, well, you're a pussy if you don't tag them.
That's what WWW stands for in the internet. Wild, wild west.
Anna.
Yeah.
What got you all mad?
So I had an unfortunate incident this weekend.
Oh, it happens. It's a female problem, right?
No, not that.
Oh.
I was having a chat with somebody, and they were chewing with their mouth full.
Oh.
Loudly while trying to have a conversation with me.
Oh, that's a deal breaker.
And I was like, please no. Please no. I know what's going to happen right now. And they were talking loud and their lips were moving all over the place.
Oh, no.
They're trying to juggle more than one thing in their mouth.
That's a bad multitask.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's a multitask you don't want.
Food and also trying to talk with me. And I was like, please just do one or the other. And it happened.
That goes for everything, too. Like, I've had a girl try to talk to me with something in her mouth before. And it's like, look, just, you know.
What was it?
Finish eating your hot dog, and then talk to me afterwards.
Well, anyways, the worst thing happened when someone does that sort of thing to you.
I don't know.
A piece of their freaking food.
Oh!
Got on my face.
Oh, hell to the no.
The wetness. The wetness ruined my day.
Oh, boy.
And then I touched my face, and it had substance. So I felt whatever sort of crack of nasty.
Was it meat?
No.
Oh.
Probably, I don't know, maybe some bun, a pretzel bite, something nasty, whatever they were eating, got in my face.
I'd say it'd be funny if it was meat since you're vegetarian. It's like started singeing your face, like burning through just a hunk of chewed up chicken.
So I made it very obvious, and I touched my face, and I did the wipe.
Oh, no.
They didn't even acknowledge it.
Good friend?
No, not a good friend.
I'll say.
Barely an acquaintance.
So you don't even talk to this person ever again?
Not anymore.
Yeah, there's no way. I don't even want to talk to this person. I don't even know who they are.
Get out of my face.
Disgusting. I'm so glad it wasn't about you, Ryan.
Yeah. It wasn't about me.
Hate that, man. I hate when people are jerks. Let's continue.
What's got you angry, Johnny B?
Oh, I'm going to talk about my meltdown, but I'm going to save the best for last. I don't know. I can't beat nighttime weirdos.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Shane, what's up? You're on the Johnny B Show. What's got you pissed?
What's up, guys? No, first of all, I wanted to shout out a teacher.
Okay.
From Land O'Lakes High School, Miss Ingrid Lachata.
Oh.
A lot of people hated her. She was really great for me. So
there you go.
Either loved or hated her. She cared. You know what I mean?
Hey, sometimes people take caring and like intensity as a negative. I knew a lot of teachers like that. So yeah, shout out to her. Good job.
Yeah, and so there's this guy on social media. I don't follow him, but he's always popping up in my mentions, or you know, and people are tagging him and stuff. It's @RealDonaldTrump.
Yeah, what did he do?
It bugs me, man. He wakes up super early, and then so when I get up, it's like I'm forced to just read all the stuff he's rambling on about. That bugs me, man, you know?
Yeah, well, he probably doesn't have, like, an important job or anything. He's probably got all day long just to tweet, whoever this guy is.
I guess so, yeah. I mean, I don't want to go on about it. I mean, I don't, I'm not going to rant about it because, I mean, what can you say at this point?
But, maybe he has IBS and he's on the toilet a lot because that's when I do my best tweeting.
That's right. That's the throne, man. That's your office.
All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the rant, man.
All right, see
you. Later. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. All right, you ready for mine?
Yes.
Do it. Guys and gals, it's over. It's time to stop the goddamn vape pens. Just quit it. Stop with your mouth fedoras. Tired of it. You're not cool. Blowing your big fake smoke clouds. There's competitions. Did you know that? They have competitions on who can blow the most vapor smoke.
That's nasty.
I call these competitions things that virgins do. Stop it, nerds. You have plenty of other things to do, like play Magic the Gathering and collect comic books and watch Raw. Hey, sorry. Well, this week, right here in St. Pete, an explosion by a vape pen killed a guy. I say, that's too bad.
Yeah, it's very, very sad.
Police department received a call at 9:42 a.m. in reference to a structure fire right here in St. Pete. They say 38-year-old Talmadge Wakeman DeLea, a longtime neighbor, had 45% of his, I'm sorry, that was the neighbor. She said that the man had 45% of his body burnt.
Oh, damn.
When the vape pen exploded. And he died from a vape pen. It's just stop, man. Just quit it. The only time I think a vape pen is acceptable is if you're putting weed in it. They have the oil.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make a big, giant smoke cloud. But if you're just one of these douchebags that's doing it because you think it looks cool, it's not cool, man. Nobody thinks it's cool except for douchebags like you. And now you're getting blown up. The karma police is blowing people up. So stop. Every time I see you in public and you're just sucking on that big old vape pen. You know what I'm saying.
Like, you finished that sentence right now.
I wanted to say robot penis, but I did not.
Same thing.
I had to break the sentence up in order to make it legal. Stop. Stoppity stop. Stop. It's over. It's over, vape pen. It's the fidget spinner for your mouth that's went way too long, and we're sick of it. Ava, what's going on?
Hey, I hope you're doing okay, Johnny.
I'm great, man.
Okay.
It's just a bit. I'm fine.
No, I know. I mean,
you want me to play some happy music? I'll play some happy music. You good?
Okay.
All right. What's up, Ava?
I don't know. I got a problem with female doctors.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Why? Because they want to touch your, they want to look at your bing bong?
No, not only that. Oh, yeah. But it's just that they don't write anything for you. They'll give you the crappiest medicine around.
So the male docs hook you up with the good stuff, and the girl docs are like, nah, man, I don't care about you and your swolled up ball.
Right, yeah, there you go. Huh. And I'll like to give my number out because I'm so lonely.
Oh, God.
27.
No, we'll talk to you. What are you doing?
Please. No, Mike lets me do it.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not Mike. Mike has mad power.
3737.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
You can't do that.
Why is he doing that?
I don't know.
Me and Avo have been on such good terms. Yeah. I'm even playing Marvin Gaye in the background for him, which is super gay.
I
mean, Marvin Gaye. He was super.
Mm-hmm. He did.
He is dead. Poor Marvin Gaye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.